My name is Elizabeth Evans, and I'm a homeschooling mom to four kids, ages 2 through 9, and we are learning how to make joy normal.
My name is Bonnie Landry, and I want to welcome you to season 2 of our podcast, Make Joy Normal. We want to thank everybody for their support and how much you've shared this podcast with your friends and those who you think it would be helpful for. I am a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a grandma. I've been homeschooling for 30 years. My kids are ages 14 to 33. I only have one at home now. I'm a speaker, a writer, a blogger, and I guess we're podcasters now, Elizabeth. And I'm an advocate of joy. So welcome to our podcast. Good evening and welcome to our podcast, Drew. We have Drew Vernon here tonight, who is marketing guy, official title, for a product called Tony's. Now, since we started podcasting, our podcast has gotten, grown quite quickly. And in the last couple of months, I've gotten a lot of product review requests, right? Yours is actually the only one that's caught my attention. Most of them, I just say, no, thanks. Not good. But yours really caught my attention because most homeschooling parents are not interested in a lot of screen time for their kids. And I looked at this and read about it. I thought, this sounds like a really interesting idea. So I would like you to tell us a bit about yourself and then about the product itself, because I think it's the next big thing. Okay.
Great. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me, Bonnie and Elizabeth. It's great to be here. And it's great to meet you guys. My name is Drew. Like you said, I'm the marketing guy for Tony's, here to talk a little bit about that, but just to tell you a bit about myself. So I am married. I've got 3 kids. My oldest daughter is 11. I've got a son who's 8, and my youngest daughter is just about to turn 5. So we're currently living in Connecticut, but we've really kind of hopped all over the last 10 years or so as I've taken different opportunities. So I've been into marketing for a long time. And when I came out of business school, I started with the big companies. I was at P&G for a while, and also Jergens body lotion. And after I was in beauty for a few years, I wanted to do something more fun and something I was more naturally curious about. And I got out of lotion. I got out of the lotion business and took the opportunity to spend some time on the Lego business. And I managed the preschool segment for them for a few years before coming to Tony. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah. Cool. So do you have a lot of Legos at home then?
I have more than enough. And I grew up with Lego, and I got, a set here and there, and it was always a special thing. And my kids got so many during the time that I was there that, it's just a commonplace for them.
Right. Yeah.
My kids are mostly grown up now. I only have one left at home. We have 7 kids. But we have an entire room devoted to Lego and Playmobil, because they spend so much time in it, right? That it just made a lot of sense to just devote space of the house where they didn't have to put it away at night.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I'd like you to just tell us about Tony's, because, people are coming in. I'm really coming in having just a very basic idea of what it's all about and just interested in the idea. So what's its background? What are we looking at as a product?
Sure. I'd love to give you the background, and then maybe I can kind of give you the backstory, and then maybe what's most applicable to your listeners. Tony's is actually a German company. It was founded by a couple of dads over there about 5 years ago. And they actually met on the board of a preschool together. And one of the things that they noticed was that their children's teacher was using CD players to play songs and stories in the classroom. And they thought, CDs have been around since the 80s. They scratch, they break, they're kind of clunky at this point. And most importantly, kids can't operate them independently. It requires adult supervision. So they went out to create something better. And what they came up with was the Tony Box. And the Tony Box is a smart speaker audio system for kids, but it's a lot more than that, because if you look at one, or if you see it on the website or anywhere, you'll notice that there's no screen. And that's very much by intention. This was pre-COVID. It was very kind of serendipitous, I suppose, to be ahead of the curve. But they wanted to create something that a child as young as 3 could operate on their own and have it be a fun experience. So if you get your hands on a Tony Box, one of the first things that you mentioned, besides it not having a screen, is it's actually very squeezable. So wrapped around the speaker is a layer of fabric, a layer of foam, and then a layer of fabric over the foam. So it's very squeezable and it can take a beating. Kids can throw them off the table. They can roll them down the stairs. It's not going to hurt the child. And the child is not going to hurt the Tony Box.
Okay, just hold it up. Because we're on YouTube as well, just hold it up so people can see it a little more clearly. Because I sort of imagined it being hard.
Yeah.
And so that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then how does it work?
Sure. So it's about a 5-inch cube. On the top, it's got a platform here. This is going to be where the Tonys go. So it's a system in the sense that the content comes to life with our Tony figures. So here's a Tony figure here. We also have a variety of licensed characters. We've got a Minion here. We've got Simba, Woody from Toy Story. And then we have some of our own characters too. You might see some behind me as well.
Okay.
So I'll tell you how the Tonys work, and then I'll kind of tell you the differences between the two types of Tonys. But to get started, you put a Tony on the top of the box. Actually, you know what? I like to show Lightning McQueen. He's my favorite one. Let me see if I've got him. Lightning McQueen here. He's got a magnet on the bottom, just like every other Tony, so that when the child places it on the box, it's going to stay on there. Okay. And that's kind of important because when it comes to track selection or chapter selection, it's done by just giving it a whack to the side of the box. So I'll show you that in a second, but I like to explain that before the music's playing. So to wake up the Tony box, you pinch one of the ears. This is also going to be the volume control, volume up, volume down on the little ear. And it's going to wake up. You'll hear a sound and it'll take a second and it's going to begin playing this content. So this is music from the movie.
Lightning McQueen was fast, but sometimes it takes more than just speed to win a race.
This is genius.
It's really cool.
Okay, so I just want to say this from the outset. If you are listening on our podcast, you're probably going to want to tune into the YouTube channel because you kind of need to see this, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely, you got to see it. It's very intuitive. You chapter select by whacking it. You can also do a rewind or a fast forward by tilting it at a 45 degree angle either way. So You start and stop by placing the Tony on, you whack it or you tilt it or the volume. That's really all there is to it. And that's all something that a 3-year-old can pick up in 30 seconds time.
Well, my grandkids can, delete things off my phone, change my date on my phone, set alarms, they can do anything. Yeah. So they can do this for sure.
Sure. And that, I think that's a good point. That's worth mentioning that, it's simple by design. There's a lot of stuff going on the inside because when you actually put a content Tony on the box, it uses Wi-Fi to download the content onto the box. That's the first time you use the Tony. Once you've done that the first time, then it becomes completely a disconnected experience. So you can take this in the car, you can take this to a friend's house, and you're going to be able to play any Tony from any location. And the other thing that's great is there's no Bluetooth, there's no Siri or Alexa. Your child is not going to be getting onto the internet. They're not going to be recorded. They're not going to have any of that surveillance that some of the other smart devices have to deal with. It's perfectly kid safe.
Okay, so I don't know about you, Elizabeth, but like the questions I have written down, like they're kind of just flying out.
They're
coming up. So if you have questions, just say them because this is raising all kinds of questions for me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So once they're all kind of like logged onto the system, how can a child navigate? Like if they don't want to listen to Lightning McQueen, they want to do a Minions book or something. How would they navigate without a screen?
Yeah, so the Cars Tony is going to play the Cars content. The Minion Tony is going to play the Minion content. And every, Tony has its own, set of songs, stories, games, activities that come with the character. That does bring up a good point to tell you a little bit about the other type of Tony. So the content, Tony, to be honest with you, we're about 4 years behind Germany. So they launched in 2016. They've got almost 300 of these characters. Wow. We launched last fall in September in the US. We just got here and okay. we've got about 25 of these characters, but we are continuing to release these. We've got partnership deals with a ton of different content creators, including, you know, these are like the movie blockbusters, but we have a ton in the literary world coming. So think of all of your children's favorite storybook characters. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be coming, you know, in 2021 and beyond. But in addition to the content, there's also the creative Tony, which is kind of special. And I think this is something in a homeschool setting is actually quite neat because These are characters that don't come with any preloaded content. They are fully customizable with up to 90 minutes of custom content. And that's really cool because, you know, I've become somewhat of a childhood development advocate through my time at Lego. I actually started a daycare in the greater Hartford area. Ooh. And I've learned a little bit about the creative process and what kind of fosters creativity in kids. Number one is getting them away from a screen. The great thing about that, besides the fact that they're not going to turn into zombies, is that when you remove a screen, you remove the visual stimulus and you require the child to do that on their own. And right. so you're putting that creative responsibility in the sense of a content Tony to do some of the creative lifting to bring a story to life. With a creative Tony, it's even further because it's a blank canvas. And right. I'd like to tell people, you give someone a blank canvas, sometimes they'll know what to do with it, sometimes they won't. I actually like to give my kids a creative prompt where I say, go write a story about worms, and they'll go off in the corner and they'll write, you know, a story for 30 minutes, and then they'll come put it on the creative Tony, and then it's there forever. So kids really enjoy that. My daughter actually put some stories on this fairy.
I'm sleeping, and now his mother said, come down the hallway, and said, Ash, you're going to be late for the picket, and he fell down.
So
I'm melting. That's adorable.
I know, it's so cute. For kids who are inclined, could they re-record on that every day? Like if they want to do a new story every day, it's not, it doesn't have a, like you can record.
Yeah, up to 99 tracks per Tony for a total duration of 90 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Can you delete tracks or once it's there, is it there forever?
Fully customizable. So you can delete. The great thing about this too, is that when you have one of these, if you were to buy a Tony box, mm-hmm. You have a household and you can share that household with loved ones. You just give them an email invitation. So let's say okay. grandma is across the country. Grandma wants to read Goodnight Moon to Junior. Mm-hmm. She can do that from the app, a simple recording device. And she can put that story or custom message for the grandchild and mm-hmm. upload it to the Tony in a matter of seconds from anywhere in the world.
Wow.
This is okay. sort of taking me back a little bit. The customizable one is making me think of, do you remember those Fisher Price like microphones with the cassette tapes? You know, yeah. like as a kid, sometimes it's just fun to hear your own voice and just sure. sometimes record nonsense. And so I right. guess this is something you could do. Like if my kids just wanted to babble to each mm-hmm. other and just giggle and laugh and then listen, you know, they could do that too.
Yeah. It's really, the possibilities are endless, you know, just okay. Free play, structured play, anything that you want. You know, I mentioned the creative prompt. I actually did a treasure hunt with my kids the other day where every clue led to another creative Tony and they'd find the clue and they'd put it on the box and they'd hear the clue. You can do pen pal programs. You know, if you have a friend, you know, next door or across the country, you can leave customized messages for your friends. One thing that I want to mention, because I think it's applicable for homeschool, is we've actually started a program called Tony's for Teachers, where we're getting these into classrooms and also into homeschool environments. Mm-hmm. You know, we go in starting out with the songs and stories message, say, hey, wouldn't it be great to have your kid listen to Lightning McQueen? That's not really the main purpose for me. The main purpose is to use Tony's as like an audio platform. And so right. we're seeing teachers that are pre-recording lesson plans, they're pre-recording activities onto a creative Tony. And then it's ready to go. It's a completely independent experience. So it becomes an extension of the parent or an extension of the teacher to deliver any sort of content. You know, if you have a different curriculum that's an audio format, you can put that on the Creative Tony and you can give it to your child for an independent, you know, guided experience that doesn't require supervision. Do the dishes
before I get home.
Exactly. You know, this is the brushing your teeth song. You know, it's going to run for 2 minutes and you better not stop brushing until the song's over.
Right.
Yeah. This is very cool. Okay. So one of the, is the customizable Tony easy enough that a small child can use it as well?
So I will say, if you're going to be recording messages onto the app, that is something that we recommend the parents help out with. It is quite easy. Basically, you open the app and I can show you for your viewers. Your listeners will probably need to take a look at our website, but we have a great app called My Tonies, and it's just loading here real quick. You'll have an option to select your Tony. So it's gonna pull up the Tonies and you just kind of select the one that you want to record onto. Like if I'm looking at the fairy, I've got a bunch in here. So, okay, the fairy is this one right here. So if I wanted to record on this Tony, I'm just gonna tap this red microphone button and it's recording right now. So it's just ticking. And then when I'm done, I'm gonna hit stop and then save. So it says success. And now that message is on this Tony right here.
Cool.
This is very cool. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to want to be engaged in that again, just even if the child could do it, which probably most 4 or 5 year olds could.
Right. Right.
But that they have some adult guidance in doing that so that, you know, we're avoiding this sort of screen time issue, right? Which can go off.
Yeah. We're trying to limit the amount of time that they're on there. That's really just for the recording process, but all the brainstorming and all of the post-recording play is all going to be screen free.
Okay, so because they started in Germany, are they available in other languages? Like what countries are they in? What languages are they in? Because we have, you know, a number of bilingual families, like in Canada, a lot of, you know, French and English, but also Spanish and English. And in the States, obviously, there's lots of bilingual families. You know, what can we address there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, they started in Germany. It is kind of a small little company. They immediately started growing. They've sold like 2 million of these and they thought, hey, you know, we need to go to other, you know, countries. So they went to the UK in 2018, came to the US in 2020, and this year we'll be going into France. And so with that is going to come a whole new kind of catalog or assortment of Tonys in French for the French market. But in the United States here, we're currently in development for bilingual Tonys, including Spanish content and content in other languages as well. But we're not quite there yet.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know what's coming because, yeah, I can see that, you know, as a homeschooler, if you're a bilingual family, having your kids listen, speak, you know, write in all the different mediums that you can use, it's just enhances their second language, right? Or their bilingualness, right?
Sure.
One question would be, are there reviews of like each individual Tony for parents to see? Because I know some of our listeners might be more sensitive to certain content, you know, like even something as simple as like potty humor and stuff, which let's be honest, sometimes Disney and those characters get into it, especially the Minions. So are there reviews that parents can look and really kind of, I guess, field content before purchasing?
Yes. So there are a few places that you can go. I think the first one is if you take a look at tonys.com, you can browse through the Tonys. It's going to give you a track listing so you can kind of get a sense for what the content on each Tony is. You can also look at the individual reviews on tonys.com and on Amazon. But perhaps the best place just to really check in on that is we have actually a really quickly growing fan community. A prominent one is on Facebook at Tonybox USA. It's not run by me. It's not run by anyone at the company. It's just fans that are exchanging ideas, and they're the ones that are, you know, more than happy to give a recommendation on, hey, this content has the following themes, you know, use discretion as you see fit.
Okay, but great.
That being said, you know, it's all, we strive to make it all kid friendly.
Sure, and, yeah.
And avoiding hot button issues, I presume.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. For sure.
Okay, so question, what age range would you say this covers? Like, the stories that are presently being, because I mean, they're, you know, with Audible, sort of just by comparison, with Audible, you know, there could be a huge age range. Obviously, this is geared towards younger kids, but what would you say is kind of your average age range that you're marketing to?
Right. I think that for now, as we've just launched, our portfolio content is most closely tied to ages 3 through 5, you know, the okay. Disney princesses, the Pixar favorites, classic tales, Pinocchio, Rapunzel, etc. But because it's an audio platform, it's really, there's really no limit to the applicable age. So we're currently, you know, developing content with some of the best nonfiction publishers. So in the future, you know, we'll have, you know, volcanoes and space and cool. dinosaurs and all that. And then I also want to mention, we just released some white noise Tonys and some nature sounds Tonys. So even though the figures are safety rated at 3+, you know, if you were to think of this as like a white noise machine for a nursery, you're not going to let your infant or toddler, you know, touch that or play with that. So as long as you keep it out of reach of a child under 3, you could start out as a white noise machine that helps with their sleeping. But then this machine grows with your child into the content that's age appropriate for them as they develop.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And what really attracted me about it was just that, you know, kids want to be in control of their life, you know, and we know, of course, that's in most cases, that's not good for them. But if we can give them control over aspects of their life, like you may choose what you wear, or you may choose of all the food that I've put out for lunch, you may choose what you like of that food, you know, and the more we can give children choice, right, they can exercise some freedom within a very structured, you know, paradigm, so that we're not, you know, we're not burdening them with decisions that are beyond their capability to make, right? But we're also allowing them to grow and be, you know, sort of conscious of their control over their environment, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is one of those things that I thought, wow, you know, I mean, ultimately right now, you know, if you're allowing your children to, you know, I mean, I know people who use, you know, kids' story apps and whatnot judiciously, and the kids can listen to things on the phone and whatnot, but it's still the parent, you know, kind of doing that and choosing the stories and whatnot that they think are appropriate. Mm-hmm. But for a child, for you to be, you know, you're choosing what is on the menu. And then they get to just pick whatever they want to listen to in that moment, and allowing the child a lot of freedom in a structure that is parent okay, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think it's genius.
Yeah, I really agree with that. I think, you know, our kid, you know, and I reflect on myself as a dad, like with how much structure we have and give our kids, not to mention being in a pandemic that throws everything on its head. You know, we tell our kids when to get up and what to eat and what to wear a lot of the time. Yeah. You know, we're telling them very strict things. And then we're also telling them no, because they ask for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And the Tony Box is a great opportunity just to tell your kid yes to something. And, mm-hmm. you know, your limit is the bounds of your imagination. And really, this is your environment to go out, make choices, decisions for yourself, and to just learn and grow to the limits of your own imagination.
Yeah. I'm also, I was just going to say, you know, obviously creativity and storytelling is great, but I also get the idea that you could use this for, you know, more of like a comfort for kids. So say, you know, there's a child that really struggles when parents say goodnight, right? But, you know, maybe a parent singing a lullaby or something, you know, offers that comfort as a child's going to bed. You know, like I just see, you know, endless ideas to use with this.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something too, but the reason I asked about the target audience was because I thought, you know, homeschooling parents, a lot of the challenge of homeschooling families is that, first of all, we tend to be you know, fairly prolific families. So big families are not uncommon in the homeschool world. And often it's, what do I do with my younger kids when I'm trying to focus on the older kids, right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's an answer to that question for sure. Mm-hmm. And having that, you know, you not having to run over and set the volume and set the, you know, make everything just right for the child, or worry that they're gonna, you know, mess with the CD player or whatever, you know, whatever. But also that usually when kids are listening to something, they busy their hands with things. So you put a pile of Play-Doh in front of them and they're gonna muck with the Play-Doh while they're listening, or they're gonna play their Lego while they're listening, you know. So I would find this a really a good idea for engaging little kids so that you can be working with your other kids, right? Yeah.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for the younger ones, that they need some sort of stimulus, hopefully in a screen-free way that can keep them occupied. So whether it's, you know, the content from the Tony box, or whether the Tony box is being used as a tool to guide another activity like coloring or playing with Play-Doh or playing with Lego, I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
So it is a pretty big investment, you know, to begin with. So how do you suggest parents kind of get started in the Tony's world for their children, especially those who are maybe more on a tighter budget?
So Elizabeth, just as a spin-off from this question, maybe you should sort of lay out sort of initial costs, and then we can talk about how, you know, how parents can address that.
Sure. That's a great question. So the Tony box comes in the starter set. You might see a couple here at the bottom of my screen here. The starter set, it comes with the Tony box and one Creative Tony. That usually retails for about $99. And then the characters themselves, the content Tonys are going to be about $15, and the Creative Tonys sold separately are going to be about $12. So, you know, it is a little bit of an investment to get started, but I usually tell people a couple of things. Number one, it truly is an investment. Like, you could start with an infant as a white noise machine and have this be, you know, a content device, an audio device that takes them all the way up to, you know, 10 or 11 or 12. So I think when you see it as a tool, then you don't compare it against, you know, a $20 or a $30 stuffed animal or toy. You compare it against, well, you know, a Chromebook or a laptop is going to cost $200 or $300. And that's an investment that you make so that you can get access to certain types of content and materials. So this, I think, is probably better compared to a tech device rather than just a mere toy.
Okay.
For sure. I think some suggestions, too, that might be valuable is this would be the kind of thing that was sort of $15, $20. $12, $15, this was American, just so my listeners know, that, you know, that's a pretty nice size gift amount, right? So if parents or grandparents or cousins or whatever are wanting, you know, gift ideas, what a great idea. You know, and so that initial investment is probably the thing that's sort of might be the reason to hesitate. What a great new baby gift, right? Mm-hmm. You know, for people who are becoming parents for the first time, sort of this sort of thing that they can grow into rather quickly, right? Mm-hmm. That might be a really good idea. Is it all only available online? Do you have any retail outlets?
We do, actually. So in addition to Tonys.com and Amazon and Target.com, we're in about 400 specialty toy retailers across the country, kind of like your mom and pop toy stores. We're also in FAO Schwartz in New York City. And we'll be kind of expanding into kind of bigger box retail later on.
Okay. Cool. Is there a Canadian distributor? Is there, because we have quite a few Canadian listeners as well.
You know, we are getting a lot of requests from Canada right now, both from families and from retailers. Yeah. So we're currently exploring that, and we hope to expand to Canada soon.
Okay. Awesome. I mean, we're so used to buying American goods. It's not huge. Where is it manufactured? Because that matters to people.
So the figures are hand painted in Tunisia.
Okay.
And the Tony boxes are manufactured in China.
Okay. And so this is a delicate question, but I think people are going to ask it anyway, so I might as well just ask it. Sort of ethically sourced, you know, what's their Tony's, the company's stand on sort of ethical sourcing of materials and ethical sourcing of products?
Yeah, that's a high priority for us. We're constantly kind of inquiring into this and making sure that our manufacturing partners live up to the standard. I'm not an expert on the ins and outs of that, but I'm definitely happy to field and you know, route specific inquiries into that because we do have a very strong focus in that area.
Okay, that's great. Well, this is amazing. Any other questions, Elizabeth, before we
That's all I have. I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I would really love to sort of interview again a year from now and sort of see where things are at.
I have big ambitions. You know, I have to wear the marketing hat a lot of my day, but really what gets me energized is kind of the dad and the childhood development advocacy hat that I get to wear. And so, you know, we're going to start out by selling these lightning characters because that's what's going to get us to the more important stuff, which is really to just overhaul the education system and improve it, because I think there's so much to do, so many ideas
for how
we can just be better by our kids. And that's my ultimate goal.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Anything else, Elizabeth, before we sign off?
No, this has been great. I'm so glad you introduced
right now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Drew. This has been great. We will absolutely be in touch with you about the Tonys.
Sounds great. Yeah. It's great to meet you, Bonnie and Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.